This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's special forces said Monday they killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers. VOA's Scott Walterman says it happened in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the port.
The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters News Service to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The storming of a North Kosovo monastery has thrown attention on persistent trouble in the ethnic Serbian-majority region 15 years after Pristina declared independence. Reuters' Angela Johnson says there are hundreds of things driving the rising tensions and unrest.
From April, an already tense situation became worse. Serbs had boycotted elections. So ethnic Albanian mayors took office in northern Kosovo, a move that sparked rebukes from the U.S. and its allies. There's also a growing dispute over license plates. Kosovo wants Serbs to switch their old ones that are from the pre-independence era. Ethnic Serb mayors, local judges, and hundreds of police officers have resigned over the looming switch. That's deepened dysfunction and lawlessness in the region.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson, who says what Serbs in Kosovo want is an association of majority Serb municipalities with considerable